Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Oh, say, Wally, would you hold off on the phone a second? I'm expecting a call from the office.
Oh, sure, dear.
I won.
You won what, Beef?
A chance to go on Teenage Form. And they even sent the letter, special delivery.
Well, that's a television show, isn't it?
Yeah, Dad. They get a bunch of silly kids up on the show, and then they ask them their opinions on junk. It's kind of a stupid meet the press.
And my letter was accepted, and they want me in the program. It says right here, see, Mom?
Wow. Dear Mr. Cleaver.
Well, that means me.
Hey, Beef, how come you didn't tell anybody about writing a letter?
Well, I didn't figure my letter would be accepted. I just thought I'd get a nice letter from the television station telling me no, they could show the guys.
Well, Beaver, you know, this is pretty exciting. Now, let's see. It says they want you to appear on the panel this coming Thursday.
Hey, maybe I want a car or a motorboat or something.
Nah, they save that kind of good junk for the adult shows, where the grown-ups get up and make fools out of themselves.
Yeah, I'll bet you at least want a watch or a radio or something.
Well, Beaver, I see by the letter you're going to discuss teenagers' rights in the home.
Yeah, like using a telephone. Should a teenager have his own telephone and stuff like that?
And you said that a teenager should have his own phone?
No, I said they shouldn't have their own phone.
Boy, Beaver, you practically sold out to the enemy. Hello. Beaver, here's a note to your teacher asking that you be excused to appear on the television program.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm sure that between this and the letter from the television people, you'll have no trouble.
Yes, sir. But I sure wish it was over with. I'm allowed to get up there and do like I did in the school play.
Nah, I think you're too old now to get sick in front of people.
Beaver, come on, don't you worry. You'll just do fine.
Yeah, you just be yourself, Beaver, and you'll come off fine.
Yeah, and don't try to be funny. They'll be laughing at you as it is.
But, Wally, I don't think you're helping matters much.
But, yeah, I'm just trying to give him a few pointers. I don't want him getting up there acting like Bennett Cerf or somebody.
And I'll only be missing two periods, Mr. Rayburn. Not counting lunch and recess.
Why, Theodore, I'll be glad to excuse you under these circumstances.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Rayburn.
Well, this is a fine opportunity for you. Gives you a chance to practice your public speaking and to represent your school. Class, may I have your attention, please? Students, we have some very exciting news this morning. One of our young men, Theodore Cleaver, is going to appear on television.
Boy, hey, what show's he going to be on? The Late, Late Monster Show?
Mr. Bates, I think we can do without comments of that sort. I'm sure all of you have heard of the Teenage Forum. It's on this morning at 11. I'm sure Theodore is going to make a very fine representative of Grant Avenue School.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Rayburn. And I'll even mention what a neat principal we've got.
That won't be necessary, Theodore. But it's nice to know you feel that way.
Hey, Eve, wait.
I can't go, but Miss Raven's like a skip breezes to get down to the television station.
Oh, yeah, I know. But look, when you're on the show, how about saying that your best pal is Gilbert Bates? I asked Pittsburgh, you'd get a real big bang out of it.
Oh, Beaver, don't forget who sits across the aisle from you in history.
Oh, sure, Susie.
And don't forget to tell him whose room monitor it'd be.
Okay, you guys. I'll see what I can do. I gotta go now.
Hey, B, we'll at least wave at the camera like those crazy guys do at football games.
Okay, I'll see you. I'll see you guys.
Okay,
good luck, Beaver.
Bye. Good luck.
Gee, Beaver's sure putting Grand Avenue School on the map.
Yeah, this is the biggest thing that's happened since Whitey Whitney got his head stuck in the school fence.
Put it right there on the desk. I have a surprise for you, class. A little later on, we're all going to take time off and watch Theodore on television.
Hey, Brad. If the Beeb knew we were looking at him at TV, I'd bet he'd make his ape face.
Gilbert, would you like to repeat that remark this evening for your father?
No thanks, Miss Raymer.
Now, we'll all open our books to page 127, please.
Oh, hello, Fred.
He who watches television on company time never wins promotion.
Ah, you're a little off, Fred. No ball game today.
Oh, watching the ponies run, huh?
No, as a matter of fact, Beaver's going to be on television in a few minutes. I was just checking set to make sure it was working.
Beaver, huh? Mm-hmm. I know just how you feel, Ward. My lumpy, Clarence has been on television, you know.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm. The year the high school bands went up to the university to play at the halftime, it was a real thrill for Gwen and me when that camera zoomed in on our Clarence playing his clarinet.
Yes, that must have been a high spot for you.
Yes, yes. We thought he'd go on to a musical career, but then he decided to leave the band.
Oh, what happened?
Well, the conductor claims that he made an unfortunate sound with his clarinet while the principal was addressing the assembly. Not a word of truth to it. Merely testing his reed.
Thanks, Fred.
What's Beaver going to do on television? Is he going to be on the Mickey Mouse Club?
No, he's going to be a panelist on the Teenage Forum.
Well, congratulations. I know how proud you must be of that boy, the way he's come along.
Who's that?
Oh, it's me, Mom.
Well, what are you doing home?
I'm not sick or anything. This is my study hall period. I told Mrs. Borden about Beaver being on TV, and she said I could come home and watch the show, as long as I got back for the rest of my classes.
Well, Wally, I'm glad to see you take such an interest in your brother.
Well, sure. And if he faints or something, I wouldn't want to miss it.
Now, panel, we'll be going on the air very shortly, so sit back, relax, and I know we can have a very good show. Make it pretty, Jack. All right, now just one more thing, panel.
Yes, sir. Sir, can I get a drink of water?
Yes, Theodore, right out in the hall. But you better hurry. We're on any second now.
Yes, sir.
Now, try and relax. You want all your friends and relatives to think you're real pros. And, oh, yes, I think I've got time to explain. Our new facilities are in, and starting last week, the show is being taped in advance. Now, that means this show will not be seen today, but instead will be seen a week from today. That'll give you all an opportunity to see yourselves on TV. All right, 10 seconds. Come along, young man.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Teenage Forum. Tune in next week at the same time for Teenage Forum.
That's certainly strange. I can't understand it. No Beaver.
Yeah, it's too bad. But you know what probably happened, Ward? Well, the boy got down there, and then after the interview, they probably decided he just didn't have it. I mean, you know, he was nervous, or But look on the bright side, Ward.
The bright side?
Well, now suppose he'd been on the show and came off great. First thing you know, he's got show business in his blood. And then he's running off to Hollywood, and he wears the dark glasses and runs around in those foreign cars. Ward, you don't know how lucky you are that your boy just didn't happen. Well, I can see you want to be alone. I know how you feel. Felt the same way when my boy was expelled from the band. I always felt the conductor had it in for my lad.
Well, they didn't even mention Beaver's name.
Yeah. They didn't have time for Beaver to be on. They should have at least said something.
Well, it's beyond me.
Of course, knowing Beaver, anything could have happened. He probably wandered into the wrong studio and ended up on a Captain Kangaroo show or something.
Well, you better be thinking about getting back to school.
Yeah, sure, Mom.
How do you like him making up that big lie about being on TV?
Boy, is Mrs. Rayburn mad. You can tell by the way she's smiling.
I'll say she's sore. I bet Beaver will have extra study halls after school for the rest of his life.
Is there...
All right. All right, class. We've wasted enough time this morning.
Now we would pick it up where we left off in the middle of chapter 6.
I want to thank you all for being on the show with us. You did a splendid job. It was one of the best shows we've had.
Oh, we enjoyed it.
Well, I hope you enjoy your gifts as much as we enjoyed having you on the show with us.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Theodore, I thought that was a very nice touch, the way you said hello to all your friends. Now, next week...
Oh, we'll Mr. Martin, can I see you for a minute?
I'll be right with you. Thanks again for being with us, panel.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Gilbert. What do you think Mrs. Rayburn will do to be when he shows up?
If he's smart, he'll never show up.
Yeah, well, he isn't too smart. Look.
Hi, buddy.
What a phony you turned out to be.
Boy, Beaver, you're really asking for trouble.
I didn't think you had that much nerve. What's the matter with everybody?
As if you didn't know.
I'm going to be on television. Boy, what a laugh. What are you talking about? I was on television. I even said hello to all you guys.
Sure you did. Sure you did.
Well, I was too on. How do you think I got this transistor?
Anybody can get a transistor.
Well, but I got it from the station. Anyway, how would you guys know if I was on television or not? You were all in school.
That's where you got crossed up, Beef. Something happened you didn't figure on. Mrs. Rayburn brought in a TV so we could all watch the show.
Well, Teenage Forum?
Yeah, Teenage Forum.
And you didn't see me? Oh, you're giving me the business.
Well, no, we're not. All we saw were four girls talking about what time teenagers should get home at night.
Well, but I was on the show.
If you were, you were wearing a wig and a dress. You're not going back to class, are you?
Well, sure, I'm supposed to.
I just hope you've got a good explanation for Mrs. Rayburn.
Why? Is she mad at me?
Mad? She hasn't been this mad since Angela Valentine came to school in that Jackie Kennedy wig.
No fooling?
Yeah, Beaver. And especially since she gave that big speech about you being such a credit to the school. You're really going to get it.
Yes? Oh, put her on, please. Hi, Jill.
Ward, I'm very worried about Beaver. I tuned in that show he was supposed to be on, and he didn't appear.
Oh, yes, I know. I found out about that, dear. You see, they pre-taped the show, and the one with Beaver will be on next week. Everything's fine.
Oh, no, it isn't. Mrs. Rayburn called from Beaver's school, and he didn't go back to class after lunch.
Why would he do a thing like that?
I don't know, Ward.
Maybe you thought he didn't have to go back to school.
I can't imagine where he can be.
On a sunshine day, the market closed on the downside. And now the Dow Jones averages. Industrials down 1.4, utilities off 0.74, rails down 0.43. Well, you guess the market, Edwin.
Are you Theodore Cleaver, the escaped convict?
Oh, hi, Gilbert.
Yeah, I've been looking all over for you. Over at the malt shop and the record store. What have you been doing, anyway?
Well, I couldn't go back to school after what you told me. And I was afraid to go home.
Yeah, you're in big trouble with Mrs. Rayburn and everybody for lying like that.
But I didn't lie, Gilbert. I really was on that television show.
Ah, come off it, Beav. We saw the show and you weren't on it.
But I was too on it, Gilbert. They asked me questions about teenagers having their own telephone. And they gave me this transistor radio for being so good. Well, why should I lie to you? You can't yell at me like my parents, or flunk me like Mrs. Rayburn can.
Boy, B, this is kind of like the Twilight Zone with that guy Rod Serling.
Twilight Zone?
Yeah, you know, that's that program where people keep saying things that aren't there, doing stuff that never happened. I think they call it psychic phenomena or something.
Gee, you mean I just might have thought I was on television? Well, like a dream?
Yeah, and all those people and cameras and everybody were just in your imagination.
Wait a minute, how could a guy with just in my imagination give me a transistor radio?
Boy, Beav, you better really find out what's going on. This is spooky.
Yeah. I'm going to call up that television station and ask them whether I was on or not.
I don't quite understand. You wish some information on Teenage Forum? What sort of information?
I'd like to know if the program was on the air today.
Why, yes. It's on every Thursday morning at 11 o'clock.
It was on today.
Well, ask her if you were on it.
Excuse me, lady, but can you tell me if I was on it?
If you were on it? Just who is this, please?
A Theodore Cleaver. Was I on the panel?
Oh, just a minute, please.
Well, she's checking.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes?
I found your name, Mr. Cleaver. You won't be on till next week. Hello? Hello?
What's the matter?
She says I won't be on till next week.
Boy, you say you were on. You saw the show and you weren't on. She says you won't be on till next week. Boy, this sounds like a mess that even Rod Serling couldn't figure out. Did you find him?
No. I looked all over everywhere. You know, when he was a little kid, I could always find him. He was either hiding under the railroad trestle or in a tree or in one of the caves down at Miller's Pond. Hey, maybe being on television went to his head and he took off for Hollywood.
Wally.
Sure. You know, the next thing, we'll probably see him riding around in one of those sports cars on Route 66.
Anybody home?
In here.
Oh, yeah, I thought you'd be out in the kitchen. Nothing there but three pots, two of them steaming and one boiling over. Has Beaver showed up yet?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, Wally, you get your car and I'll take mine. We'll go look for him.
See, Dad, I already wasted a whole gallon of gas trying to find him.
Well, then you'll just waste another gallon.
Beaver, where have you been? Do you know you've had us all upset?
Oh, I don't care. I was too on television today. I was too.
What are you talking about?
I don't care what anybody says. I was. Today, not next week.
Well, Beaver, of course you were on television.
I was? I mean, you believe me? You saw me?
Well, no, I didn't see you, but...
But if you didn't see me, then how could I be on? This gets spookier and spookier.
Cool it, Beav. Dad called the TV station and they taped the show today, but they don't show it till next week.
Of course, son. Didn't they tell you that down at the station?
Well, maybe they told me while I was out in the hall getting a drink of water.
Oh, Beaver, is this why you didn't come home?
Yeah, it was awful. Nobody would believe me. Well, the kids at school and Mrs. Rayburn, they watched it, and I wasn't on. And I didn't want to come home and have you not believe me.
Boy, Beav, you sure must have had yourself a rough day.
Well, Beaver, it's all straightened out now. Why don't you go upstairs and get ready for dinner?
Well, okay, Mom.
Come on, Wally, you help me set the table.
All right. Boy, Dad, you don't know what it's like to keep telling the truth, and nobody would listen or believe you.
Well, Beaver, if it's any consolation to you, same things happen to an awful lot of people, big people and little people. They'd try to tell the truth, and others just wouldn't listen to them or believe them. But the important thing is, no matter if anyone believes you, you just keep on telling the truth.
I'll tell you the truth right now, Dad. I'm never going to get mixed up with television again.
Hey, Beeve, you better get ready for a fast getaway.
Why?
Because if you're not on this week, you better start running and never stop.
And now for the program everyone is talking about, the Teenage Forum Show, with our special guests, Miss Janet Lynch from the Lynbrook School District, and Mr. Philip Jones, also from the Lynbrook District. And from two of our Mayfield schools, we have Miss Helen Cowan from the Hawthorne School and Mr. Theodore Cleaver from the Grant Avenue School.
Yeah. Looks good.
A little older, perhaps, but good.
I believe we'll hear some very interesting observations from these young people. We'll start with Miss Lynch of the Lynbrook School. That's very interesting, Miss Lynch. Don't you think so, folks?
Hey, the little crook. He's got my good tie on.
And now we'll hear from Mr. Philip Jones.
And I think it's sort of a 50-50 deal. If us teenagers will be considered around the house when it comes to using the telephone, then I think our parents will be considerate of us. And if everybody's considerate of everybody else, then I think it'll work out real good. And, well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Theodore Cleaver.
Oh, can I say something else?
Go right ahead.
I almost forgot. Our principal at Grant Avenue School is Mrs. Rayburn, and she's a real neat guy. And Susan Bean is our room monitor. And Gilbert Bates, he's my best friend. And Kathy Gregory, well, she's our...
We're running out of time, Mr. Cleaver. Thank you very much.
Years before Leave It to Beaver, actor Hugh Beaumont was big at the box office, appearing in such film noir classics as The Blue Dahlia and Railroaded. But he's not the box office attraction in the upcoming episode. See who is next on TV Land.